Trials, Part 2. Ask God Why? Most are afraid to say why something is happening, or even to presume to ask God why. But why? Why is the best question ever asked, when asked with the right motive. In spite of what most others teach, the question why brings the revelation of wisdom from God and reveals God's nature, His intentions. It reveals God's love. Why does God bring trials on His children? It's always the same answer, and is very simple. It's always to conform us into the image of His Son. It wouldn't hurt as much if we would just remain pliable in His hands. And that's the faith He's looking to build in us. But for many, instead of pliable, we have already fired our lump of clay in the kiln of our own mind. And out of our stubbornness, we fearfully hold on to our frame of mind, thinking we have it figured out and don't need correction. And we fight away, not realizing that we're fighting against God. We force God to pull out of His tool belt old blue, the tempered, hard-headed, cold steel chisel, to chip away at our bonehead, hard-skulled flesh. And His intention is to chip away everything that doesn't look like His Son. God thinks you're ready for this challenge. And the purpose of this trial is to make you ready to lead the church through her trials. This readied church, God is preparing to use to lead the world through its trials. So a few will turn to God in the midst of this world's woes. It's when we go through our trials with our faith in God, the faith that knows He's the author of our circumstances, and it's our holding fast to Him at those times while maintaining our integrity that gives the best glory to God. Isn't that what your main purpose in life is? To give glory to God? If you don't have this wisdom of how the trials are perfectly designed for our good, well then ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to you, if you ask in faith, without acting on any doubts which may come across your mind. So consider this trial all joy, for in so doing you will persevere in godly confidence, and not only will you go through it joyfully, but God will bless you in the end more than you were before the trial. Hebrews 10:34. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one.